Bill Hinckley was a terror in his small hometown, and in fact to the entire area. He was reputed to be so thoroughly evil that he was shunned by almost everyone. Naturally, he broke his poor mother's heart, and then he ran away to sea. But could he escape God's eye? No, on that ship was a Christian captain, whose chief joy was in seeing that his men accepted the Savior. In mid-ocean, God met Bill Hinckley and dealt with his soul. Bill repented of his wasted years, and he received the Lord Jesus Christ into his heart and life. When he returned to his native town, it was soon noised about that he had been converted. Bill surely needed religion, said one fellow. Another, if anyone ever did, he needed it. But did these good people not need it as well? They didn't think so. They went to church, they said their prayers, they gave money to the missionaries. Why, they were as religious as possible. Shortly after his return, Bill was at a meeting where he was asked to read a portion of Scripture. He did so, and then thinking it a good opportunity to testify to what God had done for him, he told them how God had met him while away at sea, showed him what a great sinner he was, and brought him to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. Now, he said, I know I am saved. I have eternal life through his precious blood. And he sat down. And when he did, the minister said to Bill, Young man, do I understand you to say you know that you're saved and have eternal life? Yes, sir. Well, young man, I've been a minister in the church for 20 years, and I have not the presumption to say that. Well, sir, replied Bill, all I can say is that I deserve it more than you do. How can that be? Asked the minister. Why, sir, you came to God now, bringing your 20 years of good service in the church, and tell him you will trust his mercy for the rest of your soul's welfare. But you see, I came to God with 25 years of sin and wickedness. All I could do was ask God to be merciful and pardon me, a wicked, lost sinner. This he did because of his Son's precious blood, shed for sinners like me. Oh, none but the spotless one could bear away my sins. I thank God for the grace that has brought me through Christ Jesus into the presence of God. How do you compare with these two in this story? Are you a self-confessed guilty sinner who has repented of your sin and turned to Christ? Or, friend, are you like that self-righteous sinner, rejecting God's gift of salvation and going your willful way to the eternal abode of lost sinners? I hope that you are indeed trusting Christ as your Savior. If not, why don't you make him yours right now? Rest assured, if like the preacher in this story, you're trusting your good works and your morality and your religion and your churchianity, certainly you cannot know that you're going to heaven. To be sure, you're not certain that you have eternal life. But on the other hand, if like Bill, you've seen yourself a guilty rebel, a needy sinner, and trusted Christ and the mercy of God and the shed blood of Calvary's cross, he'll give you eternal life, and the Word of God says you can know you're going to heaven. Listening friend, if you do not know it, we'd be glad to be of help. We can't save you, but the living man at God's right hand can, and we can show you from the Word of God how every sin can be forgiven, and you can know you're going to heaven. May the Lord bless you to do so today.